No One Should Cry Themselves to Sleep by Ashley Merriam. August evenings are usually warm in Rexburg, Idaho. I knelt by my bed on such a night, the buzz of my fan chasing away the heat and drowning out the world. 2 weeks of college had barely gone by. Each day I learned more about the other 5 girls I was living with, but my heart ached to be home with my family. At home, my family was having problems. I told my Heavenly Father how heavy my heart was. I did not ask for help. I just knew that He would listen. I finished my prayer and climbed into bed. I tried not to cry, but a few silent tears trickled down my face and onto my pillow. There was a knock at my door. I quickly wiped away my tears. "Come in," I said. One of my roommates opened the door. The hall light showed her silhouette. I looked at her, waiting for her to ask to borrow my phone or a shirt. Instead, she made her way over to my bed and said, "No one should cry themselves to sleep." The tears I'd been trying to hold back came rushing out. She wrapped her arms around me. I do not remember exactly what she said to me, but I remember how I felt. She reminded me that Heavenly Father was aware of my problems and that He loves me. She stayed by my side until I finished crying. She left, and I lay in bed thinking about the things I had learned. I knew that my roommate had heard and followed the promptings of the Holy Ghost. I was grateful for her willingness to obey. I realized how much my Father in Heaven loves me. He knew I was sad and needed someone to comfort me. I know that He would have held me in His arms if He could. Instead, He sent someone close by to share His love with me, and I know that it is my job to reach out to others and share our Father's love with them. Note, Ashley Merriam is a member of the Middle Fork Ward, Huntsville, Utah stake. End of note. End of the story, "No One Should Cry Themselves to Sleep" by Ashley Merriam.